We're going to start in Hebrews, but we're going to move around a little bit tonight. I was meditating this afternoon, and I'd been for a while thinking on things. And I was thinking about what instruction should we have while we're home, and that time is drawing closer to an end for some of us. Life is going to return to some more semblance of normal. But as I meditated on that, one of the things that crossed my mind, I wonder how well we've used this time that we've had to strengthen ourselves in God's Word. You know, one of the most valuable possessions we have been given is the Word of God. Some people describe it as the instruction manual for life. But in it is the secrets, not really secrets, but the meaning and the reality about life. God's Word shows us who God is, what He's like, what His character is. Amen? And by seeing that, God's Word also shows us the purpose of our existence. How it began, how we got here, what's going on while we're here, where are we heading? You know, this gives meaning and purpose to life. Amen? Without meaning and purpose in life, this life gets tedious and frustrating. God wants us to know Him. God has spoken to us by His Word. He spoke, men wrote it down, and He preserved it through time so we'd have that available to us. Because God wants us to know Him so we can respond to Him in love and be in a real relationship with Him. That's the end goal. That's the end purpose of all that. And unless we understand that, when hard places come, when death comes, when disappointments come, life can become very tedious. Meaningless, frustrating. God's anchor for us is His Word. God's Word gives us an anchor in life, a foundation for understanding life. God patiently spent a few thousand years revealing Himself to us through His Word. He revealed it in His interactions with man. He revealed it in His laws and in His commandments. He revealed it through people in various ways at various times. Hebrews 1:1 says, God, at sundry times and divers manners, spoken times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Another translation says, in the past God spoke to our forefathers through prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He's spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. This revelation of God, this showing us what God is really like, what the world's really like, ought to help us know how to understand life and how to live life. I tell you what, we take it for granted because God's Word is so available. I've got several versions on my phone, on my computer. Got Bibles everywhere, different translations, but a lot of King James, just so they're handy wherever. And because it's so available, and it has been our whole life, maybe not electronically, but God's Word's been readily available to us our whole life. Sometimes we don't value it like we ought to. Many people in the past paid a very heavy price for us to have this privilege of God's Word readily accessible in our own language, in a form we can read and understand. You know, because we often take it for granted and don't use this blessing, we don't value this blessing sometimes the way we ought to. But I just wanted to remind us a little bit tonight. That's really the burden of my heart, was to stir our hearts and minds a little bit concerning the importance of God's Word to us and to stir us to make use of what God's given us. This is God speaking to us down through time, but it's God speaking to us. And because it's down through time, God's Word, first of all, is timeless. Psalms 119 and 160 says, Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of Thy righteous judgments endureth forever. God's word is true. That means God's word's right about everything. It's not outdated. It doesn't become obsolete. Situations change, but it's still valid. You know, some people think we've progressed beyond that, but we live in a day of great confusion. There's all kinds of different views, all kinds of different ways. Excuse me. There's a great ignorance of God's word and God's way, both in the church and in the world. In the world, mankind's become very proud of our modern knowledge. Science has replaced God's word as the last word on things. In doing so, we exalt our own reasoning and wisdom above God's word. Well, within the church, our own ideas and traditions have replaced God's word in too many places. Our traditions, our peculiar beliefs, are often held above God's word. And the sad result is that we lose God's word. You know, if we reject and neglect God's word, we stand and run the danger of losing God's word. And when we lose God's word, darkness, confusion, evil, and death follow. And if I'm not mistaken, that's a portion of the darkness that's settled on our society and our country, and even really on our churches. Amos 8 and 11 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, when I'll send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst of water, but of the hearing of the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from earth, north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it." It's talking about a drought or a famine. You know, people talk about we're liable to have a famine of some sort or shortages of food because of the current pandemic that we're in. But I tell you what, there's something far scarier, and that's a drought or a famine that's brought on by the rejection of God's word. Now, it's not as the scripture said, it's not a lack of food and water, but it's a famine of hearing God's word. There's a sad result to that. Hosea 4 and 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." So first of all, God's word is timeless. It's right about everything. It's still applicable. It's not obsolete. It's still relevant. We haven't moved beyond. You know, it's one of the things in this pandemic. It's shown that we are not, with all of our technology and learning, we are not all knowledgeable and all powerful. There's still things out there that can come that we just aren't equipped with either the knowledge or the power to make them become subject to us. Instead, we run in fear from them. But God's word is timeless. Secondly, God's word is essential to living life, and especially it's essential to living a Christian life. It's our guide in making decisions in life. Psalms 119, 105 says, "Thy word's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." That means God's word shows us how to walk through life. It shows us how to live life. It shines light on our path. It gives us wisdom in making decisions by showing the way things really are in this life. You know, if you shine a light on something, you get to see the detail. You get to see it more clearly. And God's word does that. It gives us wisdom in making decisions by showing the way things really are. It shows right and wrong. It shows consequences. It shows God's involvement. God's word's also our moral compass. It is the source of right and wrong. It shows what is right and wrong, revealed by the very creator of the universe, revealed by the one who has all knowledge and is entirely good and holy. Amen? We need to know what's right. In this day of confusion, we need to know what's right, what's morally acceptable. Psalms 33 and 4 said, "The word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth." Psalms 119, 116, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." God's word really forms the foundation for society, for law, for order, for right and wrong. That's one of the problems we have when societies forget God and they forget His Word. We get stupid about discerning right and wrong. We get stupid about knowing what we ought and ought not do. God's Word gives us that foundation. God's Word shows us how to live. It's the light that directs us and shows us the way. It shows us how to please God. Psalms 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Again, it shows us how to live life. Not only does it show us how to live life, it shows us Or rather, it brings us peace and confidence in the storms of life. One of the refuges I find is God's Word when everything else is shaking. Because I know God's Word is as sure and as stable as God Himself. Psalms 119 and 165 says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." Another translation says, "Great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing can make them stumble." It's a solid foundation. Psalms 119 and 28 says, "My soul melteth for heaviness," or is weary with sorrow. "Strengthen me according to your word." It's by God's word that we find strength even in our sorrow and our heaviness. Psalms 119 and 50, "My comfort in my suffering is this, your promise preserves my life." Amen? God brings us comfort, but God's Word also examines us, judges us, searches us to keep us from becoming deceived about how we stand with God. I hear a lot of people, they do a lot of things and then the subject goes to God or Christianity and all of a sudden they're Christians, but they're in confusion. God's Word helps us know what it really means to be a Christian. How to really be in right relationship with God. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, "The word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, to the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Another translation says, "For the word of the Lord is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The burden of my heart was we need called back to the Word of God. We need a real hunger for the Word of God. We need to value God's Word above everybody else's opinion. We ought to want to know what God has to say, no matter who it contradicts. Amen? Jotted down a couple of practical suggestions here in closing. And these are just some short practical suggestions for making the most of God's Word. First of all, and I know sometimes I make this hard because I go too fast, but practice following the Scriptures during church services. Practice following the Scriptures. It's one thing to hear it read. It's another thing to read it for yourself. It helps familiarize you with God's Word. You know where it's at. You can mark things that particularly stood out to you. Mark things that help you. And that'll help you recall that verse later when you may need it. Secondly, and this is one that I fear too many are guilty of not doing, set aside a time to read in God's Word. If you don't make it an actual time, you know and I know it probably won't happen. Amen? Come on, you know that. Ideally, read some in God's Word daily. Now, I can help you with that, because I will email you a passage and a few thoughts daily if you want. But you also ought to set a time, at a very minimum weekly, where you select places to read in God's Word. And when you do so, read a variety of Scriptures. All Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting and training in righteousness. All of God's Word is important. I know all of us have maybe a favorite spot here or there, but try to diversify and read a variety of Scriptures. Reading God's law. God's law is important because it says, "Thou shalt and thou shalt not." And we need to know clearly right and wrong. Thou shalt and thou shalt not give us a good foundation of black and white, of being able to see this is right and this is wrong. Read in the Proverbs. There you're going to find practical advice and wisdom, general truths that are very helpful to get a grasp on the big picture of life or even how life really works. Read in the Psalms. This is where I go for comfort and encouragement. They're written with a lot of emotion. Actually, they're songs meant to be sung. But it has a lot of comfort and encouragement. It does have challenges, but they're primarily comfort and encouragement. Read in the Gospels. This will portray the life of Christ, which we are to imitate. What did he do? How did he think? How did he react? It gives us great insight because Jesus is exactly what God is. So it gives us great insight into what God thinks and how we ought to react and how we ought to think. Amen? Read in the New Testament. The New Testament beyond the Gospels shows us how to live this life in the fullness of salvation. It goes into deeper matters. It goes into more intimate matters in this great salvation. Read to understand. Avoid prophecies and speculative things until you are at a spiritual maturity to be able to understand them. But read to understand. I use the King James because it's very familiar to me. But I also use the ESV, which is an English Standard Version, which I find to be very reliable. If you're not familiar with the King James Version, the King's English may be a little difficult in spots. I don't know, but I don't find it to be, but I know some do. If so, my suggestion is the ESV. It flows more smoothly. I would avoid the paraphrase versions, the modern paraphrase versions. The only one that I know with any degree of reliability is one called God's Word. But avoid the Living Translation and other ones that are paraphrases. There's a lot of subjectivity in there rather than just God's Word. I want to encourage us. Most of you are getting ready to break out. Spring is here. We're going to be warm. They're going to lift the lockdown. People are going to be out and about. And I want to encourage you, while you still got a few days, set down and set some habits. It's going to get busy. You're going to be out going and doing. Set some habits. Make sure you get into God's Word for yourself. Value the privilege you have of being able to have God's Word. Plus all kinds of helps for God's Word. Amen? There's all kinds of helps to understand it. And again, make use of God's Word. It is vital to our lives. A lot of things we are suffering individually and collectively is the result of a lack of knowledge of God's Word. A more thorough and deep knowledge and understanding of God's Word helps us avoid a lot of heartache and trouble. And I just wanted to encourage you. Let's get into God's Word. Let's reinvigorate ourselves. If you're not doing so, find the strength that comes from incorporating it into your daily life. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of having the Word where we can read and understand. We thank you we live in a nation that trains us to be able to read and understand so that all might have the privilege of having you speak to us through your Word. Help us not neglect, stir hearts and minds that we'd be reminded to get into your Word and find the strength, the comfort in these shaking days. Find what we need on the solid rock, the solid foundation of your Word. I ask it in Jesus' name and amen.